Novak.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Atomic Watchdog Agency urged Russia and Ukraine on Tuesday to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone around the power plant amid mounting fears that the fighting could trigger a catastrophe in a country still scarred by the Chernobyl disaster. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, warned the UN Security Council of an impending catastrophe days after leading an inspection visit to that plant. In a detailed report on its visit, the IAEA said shelling around Europe's largest nuclear power plant should stop immediately. At a Security Council meeting Tuesday, the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres likewise demanded that Russian and Ukrainian forces commit to halting all military activity around the plant and agree on a demilitarized perimeter. Fears have run high on an indigenous reserve in the Canadian province of Saskatchewan after police warned that the suspect in a deadly stabbing rampage over the weekend might be nearby and officers surrounded a house with guns drawn. Police later sent out an alert that it was a false alarm and that they had determined the suspect was not in the community, but people remained nervous with his whereabouts unknown and a province-wide alert still in effect. People on the James Smith Cree First Nation Reserve were early told to stay inside. An Associated Press reporter saw people running and screaming as police shut down roads. Fugitive's brother and fellow suspect Damian Sanderson was found dead Monday near the stabbing site. Police are investigating whether Miles Sanderson killed his own brother. But our brothers are accused of killing 10 people and wounding 18 others. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Liz Truss has taken over as UK Prime Minister and is immediately facing up to the enormous task ahead of her. The challenge include pressure to curb soaring prices, boost the economy, ease labor unrest, and fix a healthcare system burdened by long waiting lists and staff shortages. At the top of her inbox is the energy crisis triggered by Russia's invasion of Ukraine, which threatens to push energy bills to unaffordable levels. Truss said she would cut taxes to spur economic growth, bolster the National Health Service, and deal hands-on with the energy crisis, though she offered few details. Booster doses of the coronavirus vaccine that target today's most common Omicron strain are being rolled out across the United States. AP's Ed Donahue has more details.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says the number of virus deaths around the country is still too high.
And in my mind, far too high for a vaccine preventable disease.
White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha says the virus has been evolving while the vaccine remains the same.
But now we have a vaccine that matches the dominant strain out there.
The hope is the modified boosters will ease another winter surge. The new doses are available around the same time people get flu shots.
The good news is you can get both your flu shot and COVID shot at the same time. It's actually a good idea. I really believe this is why God gave us two arms, one for the flu shot and the other one for the COVID shot.
Josh says the coronavirus will likely be with us for the rest of our lives. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Australia's prime minister has urged China to allow detained Chinese-born Australian journalist Ching Li to make her first contact with her children in more than 2 years. The prime minister, Anthony Albanese, on Wednesday renewed his government's call for Chang to have access to her family after China's ambassador offered the family his help. Chang has been detained in China since August 2019. She was tried in Beijing in March on an espionage charge. Now, Australian diplomats were denied permission to attend the proceedings. No verdict has been announced. A change of government in Australia for the first time in 9 years at May elections has produced signs of thawing of frosty bilateral relations. Australia says its Navy ships have been given clearance to resume visits to the Solomon Islands, which had last week announced a temporary block on all military vessels during a review of its approval processes. The Australian Foreign Minister, Penny Wong, confirmed that the military ships from New Zealand and Fiji would be also allowed to visit the South Pacific nation. Recapping our top story, the UN Atomic Watchdog Agency is urging Russia and Ukraine to establish a nuclear safety and security protection zone around the power plant there. Via remote, I'm